My name is Ariel. I moved to the US at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
It's the Breakfast Club, the world's most dangerous morning show.
Hey!
Angela Yee is kind of like the big sister that always pokes you in the forehead.
That's not how it goes?
That's not how anything goes.
Yemi's really like a robot. One of the best DJs ever.
Believe that.
Charlamagne is the wild card.
And I'm about to give somebody the credit they deserve for being stupid.
I know, that's right.
What is wrong with you?
Listen to The Breakfast Club weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 106.7 The Beat. Columbus's real hip-hop and R&B.
Commencement, speeches for the class of 2020 is a production of iHeartRadio.
Class of 2020, parents, faculty, rising graduates, welcome to commencement. You made it. This year is a little different, a difficult time to graduate because the traditional graduation day has been put on hold. So we're bringing it to you, wherever you are, because this is still your day, your moment. And now put your hands together. It's time to be inspired. This year's commencement speaker, the one and only Chris Broussard.
Hi, I'm Chris Broussard, sports broadcaster at Fox Sports One, the television network, and at Fox Sports Radio. And I want to congratulate all of you graduates out there on a job well done. It's very unfortunate that your graduation ceremonies have been canceled or postponed, but that does not diminish your achievement and what you've accomplished in any way, shape, or form. You are to be honored because you've done a terrific job over the last 4, 5, 6 years, however long it may have taken you to graduate. The key is that you have graduated. You now have the credentials that you've been seeking. And you're now about to step into a new world with new possibilities. I was in your place 30 years ago, graduated from Oberlin College in 1990. I hate to date myself like that, but that is the reality. And in these next few moments, I want to share with you some of the things that I've learned throughout my career that I think can help you become the person you want to become in whatever field of endeavor you so choose. The first thing is that you must believe in yourself. It's natural to be fearful. It's natural to have questions. It's natural to have doubts. But you've also got to have an inner belief in yourself that you can achieve great things, a belief in yourself that's so strong that you're willing to take some risk. When I first began in the sports writing business, I was a part-time writer at the Cleveland Plain Dealer. And after 3.5 years at the Plain Dealer, I still was part-time. And a full-time opening came up, and I applied for it. It was to back up the Cleveland Browns, the Cleveland Indians, and the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I was just a high school sports writer. And I spoke with the sports editor, sent some of my clips in, and I didn't get the job. They left me as a part-time high school reporter. Now, I had enough confidence in myself to leave the Plain Dealer because of that and go to another paper, a smaller paper that was nearby called the Akron Beacon Journal. And the Akron Beacon Journal gave me the opportunity to cover professional sports, and they moved me on to the Cleveland Indians and the Cleveland Cavaliers beat. And it was my belief in myself that enabled me to make that move. I didn't let the fact that the people at the Plain Dealer didn't think I was worthy of a full-time job. Didn't apparently think I was ready to cover professional sports. thought I was where I needed to be at the high school level. I didn't let that sit with me. I knew that I had better things ahead and that I was capable of much more, even if it meant going to a smaller paper and risking leaving the biggest paper in Ohio. I was willing to do it because I believed in myself. You've got to have that same type of belief in your abilities. Secondly, you've got to understand the fine line between confidence and arrogance. I just talked about how you need to believe in yourself, but you don't need to be arrogant. I'm going to share a story with you. When I was an intern at the Cleveland Plain Dealer after my junior year of college, I wrote my first story for the Plain Dealer, and the sports editor, the assistant sports editor, looked at it and didn't like it. In fact, he thought it was garbage. I hadn't had any experience really in journalism, and I did the best I could, but he ripped it to shreds to the point he was yelling at me. The door was closed in the sports department, but everybody out there heard what he was saying. It was embarrassing. And to some degree, he was saying, hey, I'm sure there's something you do well, but journalism isn't for everybody. So I had to remain confident in myself, but I also had to not be arrogant. So when I left his office, I didn't walk out of there thinking he doesn't know what he's talking about. What? Who in the world does he think he is? I know what I'm doing. That article was great. No, I took the constructive criticism he gave me and learned from it. I asked other writers in the newsroom, in the sports department, what I could do to improve. I listened to them. I knew I didn't know everything, even as I remained confident, and I applied what they told me and started writing my stories based on the advice that they'd given me. And at 30 articles later that had been published in the Plain Dealer, they offered me a job after I graduated. So if I had been arrogant, thinking I'm confident and I know everything, and how dare he speak to me that way, then I never would have learned from my mistakes and from the advice that he gave me, even if he gave it in a harsh manner. Thirdly, do not have a sense of entitlement. This business doesn't owe you anything. I don't care what school you went to. I don't care what your grade point average was. I don't care how highly you think of yourself. It doesn't owe you anything. Your mentality has got to be that I've got to earn every single promotion or advancement that I get. I'll share with you, when I first started doing national television, now I'd been in the New York era writing for the New York Times and done some local TV, but ESPN was starting a new television show called Cold Pizza. Now it's called First Take. And the show was at 7 a.m. Eastern time. And they were asking local writers in the New York area to come into their studio early in the morning to do hits for the show. They weren't paying a thing, and they weren't putting you in a hotel overnight. So they would pick you up early in the morning, and then you would do the show. I even went so far as to, when I was on the West Coast covering Kobe Bryant against the San Antonio Spurs in the Western Conference Finals 2004, that I would be on Cold Pizza at 4 a.m. Pacific time. So I'm getting up at 2:30 in the morning to go do this show for free, no money. And I had other writers in the New York area say, I can't believe you're doing that. How desperate are you to be on television? They're not paying you anything, and you're going on at 4 a.m.? I had guys say, I told them, you better get me a hotel room or I'm not doing your show. You better pay me some money or I'm not doing it. Well, now I do national television and radio for a career, and some of these guys aren't as far as they'd like to be in their careers. I didn't have a sense of entitlement. I figured this could help advance my career. I can do it. I will do it. And now I get paid great amounts of money to do television and radio, whereas then I wasn't getting anything. Don't think that you're entitled to a darn thing in this business, or in any business for that matter, whatever field of endeavor you choose to go into. Finally, it's great to have goals and dreams and aspirations. In fact, It's necessary. You should have a 4-year plan or a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan, where you want to be at different points of your life and your career. However, you cannot be so focused on where you want to go that you aren't focused primarily on where you are at. For example, you may come out of school and think you should be at ESPN or Fox Sports right away debating with Stephen A. Smith or Skip Bayless. You got opinions. You know the games. Why can't you be up there with them? I should be up there with them. That's what you're saying to yourself. And it's good to have that goal. However, the only way you're going to get to an ESPN, to a Fox Sports, to a New York Times, or to a Turner, you know, TNT network, or again, in another field of endeavor, the only way you're going to get to the highest level is to dominate and excel where you're at. So if my goal was to get to Fox Sports and I'm unhappy because all I'm doing, I'm in a local newspaper writing about high school sports and I think I'm better than that, the best thing for me to do is put all of my energy into dominating my high school beat, into writing the best stories, breaking the most stories, writing captivating features. Excel where I'm at, and that can help me progress to where I want to get to. So don't be so focused on your goal that you're not putting all of your time and energy and effort into what is in front of you at that very moment. Dominate and excel where you're at, and then you'll get to the place you want to be. I have faith that many of you out there will become great at what you choose to do. All of you can do well at whatever you choose to do. I think you can learn from those points I shared and go forth and have a great career. Again, congratulations.
You can find a collection of incredible commencement addresses from all your favorite speakers at the Commencement Podcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.